producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're in overdrive. I wanted to give Aaron, Chad, Todd, Luke a chance to call. So we're going to go to those calls right away and try to move through them very quickly. Let's go to Aaron in California. Aaron? Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, go ahead. I just want to say that if Alex Jones is listening, he's my hero.
I'm sorry? Let's go to Chad in North Carolina. Chad?
Hey, how's it going? Long-time fan, first-time caller. And I was wondering if there were any follow-ups to the FCC situation going on with their takeover of the Internet, which is completely insane, and exactly what the objective of the FTC, the involvement there is.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Chad, because we've had a lot of people, especially in the liberal press, who say, isn't this great? We now have net neutrality. Thank you so much, FCC. It's been a week. We haven't even seen the rules that they passed. And we've got a Congress that is so incredibly passive, they're not doing anything about it. That's one of the reasons why when I looked at this bill to shut down the ATF, my first response, I don't know what the Congress can do to try to get control of these bureaucracies that they created and abdicated their authority to. One of the things they can do is to cut their budget. We saw that as part of the fight to try to control Obama's edict for open borders. So let's say they said, let's control the budget for the Department of Homeland Security. But then, of course, they caved. They couldn't do that. That's about the only thing they can do at this point is to cut their budgets. But, of course, the FCC is now going to assert that they have control over the Internet. That's the important thing to understand, Chad. We don't know what they're going to do with net neutrality. And, of course, we've had a functioning Internet for decades. It served us just fine. That's an issue that was a couple of years old that was negotiated between the competing companies. They worked that out. It's not a crisis. It's not a problem. The Internet is not broken. They merely want to assert control. And they're still not telling us what they're going to do with these regulations a week after. That's the takeaway from this, is the arrogance of these regulatory agencies that won't even tell Congress, let alone the public, what they're going to do. And we're still waiting for an answer as to what they're doing. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. And I was watching a documentary the day before yesterday about via the Training with the Enemies Act, how we are all considered enemies of the state, which is, again, insane. And I think that had something to do with the Federal Reserve taking away private ownership of gold and mass amounts or whatever.
Well, the Federal Reserve is definitely at the bottom of this. But we just talked to Barrett Brown yesterday, and in that railroaded case, they confiscated his Declaration of Independence. The FBI said it was proof that he was a radical. They were going to keep it. And there's actually an order that he tweeted out that showed the judge saying, no, I know you were going to keep his Declaration of Independence as part of the plea bargaining, but you need to give it back to him. But you know what? All he got back was a piece of paper. They kept his rights, and they're taking your rights that same way. Thank you, Chad. Let's go on to Todd in California. Todd?
Hello, David. I've got a lot of info, so I'm just going to try to get it out quickly. First of all, I think the overall disinfo operations of the globalists, they see it in two different fronts. There's the public front, where the general public is vastly, way too dumbed down to ever, be any use to anyone. And then there's the law enforcement front, where they're trying to keep people in government totally compartmentalized so that they're pretty much ineffective. And so the reason why I think the question has been asked, why are they exponentially going for broke on so many fronts, is because I think they have noticed that as far as law enforcement is concerned, people in government have started to wake up a lot quicker than they predicted.
I agree. And that's why they got to get control of the Internet. Absolutely. I want to move real quickly to thanks, Todd. I want to move real quickly to Luke. I think, are you calling from Vietnam, Luke?
Yes, I'm calling from Vietnam. I actually was listening to you yesterday talking about Barrett Lancaster Brown, who was charged by the FBI with something very similar to me. I've talked about before, I won't talk about my own saga again of obtaining information on a law enforcement officer, but something our cases have in common is that the state has gone after our family members as well in both of our cases.
Yes, like they did with Barrett Brown. I'm sorry. Call in. We'll put you at the head of the line. We've run out of time and overdrive. I'm sorry I didn't see that you were calling from Vietnam earlier. I would have gotten to you sooner. Call us back. We'll put you at the head of the line. Thanks so much.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. It is a huge news breaking day. We've got some major moves happening, trying to ban ammunition. We have some different moves that are being made by Senate Republicans. We've got gain of function experiments out of control by the CDC. We've got the Russian people are angrier at the U.S. than they have ever been. And joining us now is Alex Jones to break this down.
That's right. Again, co-hosting here from the road today with David Knight. I'll be back tomorrow as well with David. Alex Jones coming to you from Texas, the Texas coast. David Knight coming to you from the InfoWars.com news studios in Austin, Texas, and broadcasting worldwide. There is so much to cover, so much to go over today. The first thing I want to break down before I get into all the other news is this is going to be a Second Amendment-centered transmission. When we open the phones up towards the end of this hour and throughout the entire broadcast today after that, I want to hear what you're planning to do to defeat the move to take our guns. And I want to hear what you're planning to do to get a hold of these criminal politicians and let them know they're going to be held accountable and that they're not going to use a bunch of wordsmithing and manipulation to hide what they're doing. Obama has promised to destroy the Second Amendment. His criminal attorney general was caught shipping guns into Mexico, and the memos came out, CBS News, to demonize and false flag and set up the Second Amendment. This is really happening. We have on a host of issues, open borders, total treason, without even a law. The president's just legalizing all the illegals, giving them Social Security cards. That's in the news today. We have the president shutting off our energy capacity and moving our jobs overseas by design, on record, globalism, to make us dependent, outside of law. The carbon taxes, outside of law. The shutting down of the rest of our infrastructure, outside of law. We have the president launching military operations outside of Congress and outside of law. We have the president engaging in selective enforcement via Obamacare against his political enemies, engaged in IRS witch hunts on record against whole political classes they don't like, with MSNBC traitorously admitting that they are targeting conservatives and saying, good, go after the Tea Party with the IRS. Not even the Nazis openly got on the radio and said, go take all of our enemies' money. They just did it. So this is the beginning of economic embargo. We have articles out of Nevada. This isn't out of England, where parents can't adopt children if they have concealed carry permits. You see, we are the new Jews, the new gypsies, the new underclass. If you're white, if you're libertarian, if you're conservative, you are open free game for the new totalitarians to exercise these operations on us. But then once they're done, they're going to move on to everybody as well. But this is the game being played right now. Epic news. And again, I use that word a lot because what we're seeing is gargantuan power grabs of the internet, of you name it. Now the Republicans are proposing, and look out, they're proposing abolishing the ATF, but that only means like they abolished the Border Patrol and just put it under ICE 6 years ago. No, they are moving for a long time ATF under the DEA and the FBI. We're going to be talking about that with David Knight here in just a moment to give them the incredible reach of informants and power to now totally criminalize gun owners with a bunch of invisible regulations and red tape to then throw people in jail for bullets, for gun accessories, you name it. The real reign of terror that Bloomberg and others promised that was microcosmed in California the last 3 years with the Bloomberg headline, gun confiscations begin in California. It's coming. The veterans aren't able to buy guns in many cases now. No crimes, no record, no nothing. It's here. Totalitarianism via bureaucracy incrementally being turned up. But at a certain point, even if you incrementally are turning it up, it starts to boil. Here's the articles on Infowars.com right now. 52 senators, and we need to be hammering this on Infowars.com, and we are. 52 senators warn of sweeping ammo bans, say Second Amendment is, quote, at risk. Absolutely. The plan has always been to be able to ban one type of rifle ammo, claiming it can kill cops. Well, of course it can kill cops. And then, I mean, any ammo can kill somebody. And then expanding it out basically to everything. 52 senators warn of sweeping ammo bans, say Second Amendment at risk. A majority in both the Senate and the House, 52 senators, 238 House members, have joined to oppose the Obama administration's move. Well, let's see them actually do something to ban a popular type of ammo used in upselling AR-15 rifles and pistols because it pierces police body armor. A week after House members led by Judiciary Committee Representative Bob Goodlatte, if I say that right, sent a letter of opposition to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley echoed that in his own letter signed by 51 others. We're going to be reading some of what they had to say coming up, but if you add this into the entire attack profile, the entire constellation of what's happening, it shows that the enemy is very confident. Well, they shouldn't be. In every poll number, they're plunging. They're in deep political trouble. Hillary's in big trouble. Obama's in big trouble. You read the news headlines, even his own faithful are losing faith in their Messiah, the Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama, to quote Jamie Foxx. So why are they so confident? Because they have globalist backing. They have an agenda. They have stage terror up their sleeve, new big wars up their sleeve, economic crises up their sleeve, and most importantly, they have traitorous Republicans like John Boehner and others protecting the entire agenda, keeping Obamacare in place as it rapes the American people and breaks our financial back and destroys our health care system and federalizes it as a new enforcement spy grid. Breaking the country's back, ending sovereignty, ending the borders, saying, you know, worldwide, CNN every day has articles, come to America, it's all free, ha ha, the land of milk and honey, the golden valley, the heaven on earth, fantasy island, it's all free, ha ha. I mean, it is just red level. The country is melting down, is being dismantled in front of us, and if they can get the Second Amendment, and that the Republican leadership can ride herd and just put out, you know, a lawsuit or complain and act like they're doing something and move it on into a process, it's over. We need investigations. We need hearings. We need indictments for Fast and Furious. We need to get on the offense because we're on the defense, and the best offense is, ladies and gentlemen, to take action, to tell the truth, and to not back down. So they've been attacking us. The best defense is an aggressive offense. We don't have any more time. Our worst fears have been confirmed. We're dealing with a red level, hardcore, scientific, global, technocratic, attempted takeover of the United States ahead of the worldwide financial collapse. And under this new system, Katie bar the door, they're going to turn loose the giant multi-million person army of snitches, spies, killers, enforcers in a new gun war in America. It's not a drug war, a war on the Second Amendment. David Knight, give us your breakdown on this. Do you disagree with me that we are entering heart-pounding times? This signals they're going for broke. Again, our worst fears have been confirmed, folks. Gear up. This is it. But we don't need to just gear up for physical confrontation when they come to confiscate the guns. We have to politically hammer them right now in the streets with signs, you name it, aggressively so they back down. We've done it before when they ran their Sandy Hook op and others. We can do it again if we rally. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. You know, there's a group of pro-lifers who are very upset with John Boehner because he had promised that he was going to pass a late-term abortion bill in January. Of course, he hasn't done that, like he hasn't done anything else. So they're going to Capitol Hill. They said they're going to sit at his office. They're going to get arrested, whatever. People need to get upset about these issues. And, of course, that's a key issue. So is the takedown of the Second Amendment. My take on this was positive yesterday because, Alex, we see so many different bureaucracies that are trying to expand their territory. Look at the FCC going over the Internet.
Power grabbing by different agencies.
Absolutely. Anthony Gucciardi talked about how the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is trying to extend its authority over the Internet by going through the ad portals, essentially. And so we see all these organizations, these bureaucracies that exist permanently. They're not elected by the people. They're not accountable to the people. And so we have absolutely no control. We can have a comment period where we can send them our comments about their proposed legislation. They don't have to listen to us. If they don't listen to us, there's nothing we can do. If you look at what the FCC just did, they just passed this legislation without even having no comment. Nobody can see it. Not even the congressmen have seen it a week after they passed this. So when I looked at this and said, when he said, let's eliminate the ATF, my first reaction was, absolutely, that's what I would do if I was there. I would go on the offensive. I would say, let's shut down these bureaucracies that have metastasized into their own little separate empires. I think the only positive thing that would come out of this, he's going to move the functionality, as you pointed out, to the FBI, to the DEA. It could be more ruthlessly enforced. And we know, of course, that the FBI has set people up with false flags. We just talked to Barrett Brown yesterday about how the FBI brought all kinds of false charges against him, misconstrued Twitter statements that he had made. He said, we no longer have a rule of law. We have a rule of law enforcement. And, of course, that would continue. But on the other hand, we would get rid of this upper echelon of ATF management that's been responsible for Fast and Furious, that is working with Obama to create a situation where they totally bypass this neuter Congress and neuter the Second Amendment by going after ammunition. And Obama has been going after ammunition from the very beginning, and that's the smart
play.
Well,
where the power structure goes with this senatorial idea, then you know it's bad news. Yeah. I'm just pointing out how you can go from one incompetent agency to one of these really dangerous dark agencies, and they do plan to have a war on guns like they've had a war on, quote, drugs. That's right out of the mouth of Rahm Emanuel. They don't want people put on a no-fly list to be able to buy guns, no judge, no jury. So we're going to this extrajudicial system, whether it's the internet or whether it's borders. We are moving to a completely dictatorial model. The good news is Hillary Clinton may not be able to survive what's happening. The sense is the people are very angry, very upset. The worm is politically turning, not just here, but all over the world. But I totally agree with you, David, that this is a very important time for everyone to be aware of what's happening and to get aggressive. And let's expand on that. When the Republicans didn't have a majority in the Senate, but they had a smaller majority in the House last year, 2014, they were able to pass a partial birth abortion ban in the House. The Senate killed it. Now we have the Senate, have the House. They have no excuse.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women.
Jones coming to you from the road. We've got David Knight, InfoWars Nightly News anchor, co-hosting the broadcast with us from Austin, Texas. And I'm really glad that David brought up, in conjunction with this whole Second Amendment story, this whole Second Amendment move, I mean, it's really happening, that at the same time, the Republicans had the votes in the House and Senate and could have banned partial birth abortion, but didn't do it. They could repeal Obamacare. They won't even change any of it. They could control our borders. They won't do it. Last week, they sent Obama, during Netanyahu's speech, an admitted distraction now, the blank check to just do whatever he wants with Homeland Security, no strings attached. Because Congress passes the money and says what it's for. They just said, you know what? Here's a blank check, baby. Here's over $100 billion. Just do whatever you want. Have fun. It's all yours. It's all yours, bounty hunter. We are just being thrown down the trash can here. We are being looted seven ways to Sunday, just like China for over 100 years by the Western powers was before the Boxer Rebellion. Look it up. And they used drugs shipped in by British intelligence to bring down China. It's the same story to divide and conquer the country. And for all of you out there that are part of the system, when it's all said and done, you're going to have your wealth looted as well. This is extremely predatory. It's going to basically the bottom, and it's got to be reversed. So, again, I ask the listeners, we're going to open the phones up coming up in the next segment. I ask the listeners, what do we do to point out that, A, even if Congress passed an ammo ban, it would be unconstitutional. This isn't even a law. This isn't even about the Second Amendment now. It's about dictatorship of the executive branch and these bureaucracies that literally are run by a bunch of corporate chiefs in revolving doors. The former, you know, head of Monsanto runs the EPA. The FDA, and then they also got their people inside it just makes the head spin when you look at almost every agency, and it's a revolving door where Monsanto's got their people in the FDA and the EPA, and it's the same for every agency. This is how we've been completely sold out, and now they're coming for the Second Amendment. Folks, that's what I keep saying. If they get away with dictatorial actions at a level never before seen, and even mainstream media and members of Congress say Obama is acting like a dictator, the bigger issue is, why is Congress green-lighting everything and just handing him the tacit power? David Knight, the toll-free number for listeners to join us is 800-259-9231. Are you angry? Are you focused? Do you understand this is make it or break it? We're entering a major sector where the globalists are probing and moving on every front. This is an incredible time to be alive. 800-259-9231. What about the pro-lifers, David? I mean, they've got the right idea. Everywhere Boehner goes, he should be besieged. He's going to allow the continued murder of all these children.
People have to get angry enough, Alex, where they stand up and they do something. And that's why when I looked at this initially, I'm so concerned about the passivity of Congress, and this is something that's been going on for decades. They have been turning over their legislative function to these bureaucracies that they've created, like the ATF, like the FDA, whatever. Every one of these bureaucracies, the EPA, going after wood stoves, as we talked about yesterday, they just keep expanding their reach into our lives without any reason. And they're little governments unto themselves. They write the laws, they legislate, they enforce the laws, they have their own courts. And so when I saw somebody in Congress saying, let's go on the offensive, let's take down one of these, that would be a lesson to all of the agencies. So from that standpoint, I think it's a good thing. Now, of course, the government is still going to be coming after the Second Amendment. It would be different agencies that would be coming after it. One of the things, Alex, that I thought was interesting, I think they're losing the hearts and minds of the people, certainly on the war on drugs. We've seen this over and over again, state after state.
That's another shift to the Second Amendment.
Yeah, yeah. And so if they were to take the alcohol and tobacco to the DEA, that would be one way to kind of placate that powerful bureaucracy, which in and of itself is like its own separate government. That'd be kind of way too...
Imagine the DEA will now be involved in alcohol and tobacco? I mean, Joe Biggs used to deliver people to be tortured in Afghanistan to the DEA. The DEA is one of the scariest, most clandestine operative groups out there, but nobody thinks of it as sexy like the Navy SEALs or the CIA, because the DEA is smart enough to stay below the radar. I mean, they are super wicked, super bad. I mean, they bring in the narcotics, folks.
You talk about Fast and Furious. I mean, that everything that the DEA has been doing for decades has been an entire Fast and Furious operation, running both sides of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I shake to think of the DEA over the Second Amendment. So, and we're talking about a lower, small, two-inch demon right now, the ATF, that everybody hates. They've been hated since they were the revenuers, you know, 150 years ago going after moonshiners, to a gorilla to weigh 600 pounds. I mean, we're talking about a 600-pound gorilla of the DEA.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theory.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone apps at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have Alex Jones joining us. We've been talking about the Second Amendment. That's going to be our focus today. We also, in other news, we see that the CDC is back at the Tulane Bioweapons Lab trying to find out how this got out of the lab. These are gain-of-function experiments trying to weaponize bacteria. We have our federal government weaponizing their powers, and that's what we're talking about with the Second Amendment. How did we get these clueless people who are weaponizing and adding function to their powers? How do we bring them in? There's a way we do it with a ban on the ATF. Do we disassemble the ATF and move its responsibilities to the FBI and the DEA? How do we move back as a people? Certainly Congress is not going to do it. What do you think, Alex?
Well, David, we have to have a national debate about what it is to be a free country versus a tyranny. And we have to admit to ourselves that we have fallen as a nation. The minute that we rationalized killing babies in the womb, then old people were going to be worthless, the veterans were going to be worthless, The troops are going to be worthless. Our women would be worthless. Our men would be worthless. Our children would be worthless. We have been chopping our children up and throwing them in trash cans and now using them for Pepsi flavoring and now using them for vaccine flesh production stock for so long that now so what if we've got 1 in 56 with autism from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago? So what if breast cancer is up 3,000%? So what if it comes out in big British government studies confirming the Harvard studies that fluoride makes you fat, unhappy, very depressed, and makes your thyroid fail and your pancreas fail? So what? I mean, it's just an attitude of where we've been conditioned and have adapted by having our will broken to just accept anything. And now we've seen the power grabs going on for a long time after Kennedy right through to President Obama. And now it's just a bum rush. The dam has broken. And they are going to probably stage another mass shooting and just announce, start turning your guns in. It'll be first turn in the AR-15s, the M4s. And then they won't have to stage terror attacks. People will resist. They'll be called terrorists and the civil war will start. Then the occupying government will probably blow up federal buildings and blame it on us. And undoubtedly this show, within minutes of a federal building going up in a mushroom cloud, my face will be on national television and they will say it's all my fault. And that's why we're here every day exposing that it's not our fault. We're trying to stop it. We understand the enemy operation. They're going to blame Drudge Report. They're going to blame Rush Limbaugh. They're going to blame any media they don't control. Doesn't mean Drudge is perfect. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean Limbaugh's perfect. It just means we've supported the Second Amendment. We've been pro-life. We've been against collectivism. We have to be silenced, discredited, destroyed. And WorldNet Daily is the same. Talk radio is the same. That's what the FCC takeover of the web is about. This is it. I mean, every instinct I've got is to haul anchor and get out of this country. My flesh wants to flee to the South Pacific. My flesh wants to flee to New Zealand. My flesh wants to flee to Chile. And, you know, just get some cottage up in the mountains in a low-crime area and get to know the locals and hope everybody's nice, you know, and go local. That's what my flesh wants to do. But see, it's the spirit that's going to defeat this evil. And my spirit says you're going to stay here, and you're going to fight this, and you're going to go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. And what we've done as a culture and a society is we've gone with our flesh. I don't want to have a baby with this woman. I'm just going to pay for an abortion. It's not really a human. And then they give you a rationale. And then, oh, I'm not going to worry about my grandparents or my parents. I'm just going to stick them in the facility. And so what if they euthanize them basically with morphine? You know, they've had a good life and whatever. And, oh, you know what? You know, I've got a handicapped kid. Let's go ahead and kill them up to age five. Now the mainline liberal publications are calling for killing children up to age five. Or even if you just don't like how your kid looks. And, oh, let's have designer babies. And, let's take children from parents to give them to, quote, gay families. But then let's not let people that own guns and have no criminal record in Nevada adopt a child. You see, it's discriminatory. They come in and they claim they're here to empower, and they play off our bleeding hearts, who are true classical liberals at heart, in a Jeffersonian way, to go, yeah, you're right. Let's pay for the immigrants to come have their babies here. Yeah, you're right. Let's turn our guns in so children don't get hurt anymore. It's all about guilting us into total and complete submission. And we just have to break with that guilt, break with that being bullied and henpecked into a corner that we're going to submit to the system and we're going to comply and we're going to bow down and we're going to go along with them. And we have to really see how epic this takeover is. I mean, look at the Second Amendment issue. Then we're going to get David's take and start taking some phone calls. And David can see the callers on screen. He can call those out and go to those as well. In fact, I've now got the call screen. Thank you. I haven't gone on the road in a while, so I'm working out some of the buzz. The crew's doing a great job. Look at this headline on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that dovetails everything we're talking about. And within this is a microcosm to see the mind control. South Carolina National Guard conducts door-to-door wellness checks, gun confiscation exercises, troops unknowingly trained for martial law. Excellent article. And it goes into the breakdown of the entire situation. In fact, we probably should play this report coming up that Rob Duchot about it. Operation Vigilant Guardian, which we exposed 5 years ago as an exercise to set up gun confiscations and in turn citizens, is being run across the country under the guise of helping citizens, even though we've seen National Guard go door to door. And the video report that needs to go viral breaks it down. That, see, they tried this 5 years ago, and it was even in local newspapers. We covered it to have them drill to, quote, in Arcadia, Iowa, and places to take the guns, to confiscate the firearms. We had colonels on who admitted it. It was a big national story. So then that backfired. So now they're calling it wellness checks. So the troops themselves are just being trained to go door to door and ask social worker questions and put it in a database. They're not bad people, because the media will say, oh, you're saying the troops are bad. No, they're not. They're being put in a bad position, so they're the loving good face that people trust. They have, there's a higher approval rating for National Guard and military than there is for any other government agency or group, so they want to use them as their front to condition and prepare the public for this, and it's absolutely dastardly, and it ties in, again, to the compendium of the takeover that we see. I mean, David, do you have any doubt? Do you think I'm being alarmist, or what does your gut tell you as a engineer, a father, an entrepreneur, a business owner, somebody who studied history? I'm concerned that we're not, InfoWars isn't taking this as seriously as we should, that I'm not, that I've been too long close to tyranny fighting it, that I've almost become comfortable with it and pretty much just expect all this evil to come, when I forget all the animating contest of liberty that we've been in, where we've had victory and held the enemy back for so long. That's why they're forced to reveal themselves now, as you said earlier, show their cards in a desperate, brazen, brigand power grab that if we actually stand up against may be their downfall and give us a reprieve of a decade or 100 years, just as Nineveh was given a reprieve, as in the old, so as in the new. This is what we're looking at. I just don't want to decide that we're going to submit to this. Obviously, we're not, but I don't want us at a gut spiritual level to feel like we're on a fool's errand and are just doing this because, justice be done, may the heavens fall. That's not what we're doing. Yes, at one level we are, but greater than that is that we will have victory if we simply demand it and take it. That's God's promise, but we have to stand up against the enemy when they come in. David, I'm ranting here, but this is just over the top to actually see all of this unfold. The power grabbing of 1 month dwarfs what I've seen the last 10 years, David. What are we going to see in the next month, David?
I don't know, Alex, but you know what you said is exactly right. People have to stand up. That's what's right about these people going to Boehner's office and saying, you said you were going to do this, you didn't do it. And, of course, the larger picture is they've taken an oath to the Constitution, and they're walking that back. What you're saying, for people to stand up and peacefully demand their rights, is what we saw at the Bundy Ranch. That was very encouraging. I saw the Second Amendment exercised in the way that the founders meant for it to be exercised, and that is as a deterrence to criminal actions by the government. The government had come in there, they had confiscated his cattle, but more importantly, they had attacked people. They had set up signs that said this is the First Amendment area. The people in that area were sick of the abuse. They put on their weapons and they stood them down. No violence happened, but they did it peacefully.
It sent shockwaves to the power structure.
Yes. Yes.
And when you guys stood up to them and they had to back down and let them know that we're not going to be bullied forever. And at a certain point, we're not going to back down. Do they really want the next Lexington or Concord? Do the globalists who are barely hanging on right now really want this civil war? Because when they blow stuff up to demonize us, it ain't going to work this time. The police and military know what's going on now. It ain't going to work. The dog ain't going to hunt, David.
I don't think that the Senate has our back on this like anything else, Alex. This letter from the 52 senators, they talk about what the ATF calls as framework. Quote, an ATF framework for determining whether certain projectiles are primarily intended for sporting purposes. That's what the ATF is putting out there. And they're saying that we're going to determine, the ATF is going to determine whether or not the ammunition is intended primarily for sporting purposes. And the Senate is saying, you don't have the right to make that determination. But what they're not talking about, Alex, is the elephant in the room. The fact that the Second Amendment is not about sporting, it's not about hunting, it's not about target shooting, it's about a check on the power of government, and that check can be done peacefully, just as we saw during the Cold War. We had a stand down, a mutual assured destruction, and that can be done peacefully. That's why we have the Second Amendment. It's not for hunting and
absolutely.
And sporting.
The collectivists are trying to gut the country right now because they're losing. They know the country's waking up. They're scared, ladies and gentlemen, but they want to try to bully us now into submission. It cannot happen. In fact, later at the bottom of the next hour, we ought to air the audio and the video of that epic footage. It's got like a million views. I think the name of the video is Fed Surrender to Citizens. What's the name of that video, David, that you and Josh shot live on the ground there?
I'm sure it was something about the Bundy Ranch standoff. It's got about 1.3 million views on it by now.
I think it's Fed Surrender to Citizens Bundy Ranch.
Might be.
We put that on screen for folks. We should have articles about that and explain. This is the blueprint, not so much with an armed standoff, but the fact that when they did pull the guns and say, we're going to shoot you, that's when the people rode across and said, go ahead and do it. There it is. Historic. Fed's forces surrender to the American citizens. That sent shockwaves through the globalists. Harry Reid and others shook with fear and said this cannot be allowed to stand. There will be repercussions. What, you're going to start a bigger war? Don't you people get it that we're not afraid? We just have tried to fix things peacefully, and we don't want to have a needless civil war with the police and the military as their rights are being destroyed too and their citizens as well. Don't you understand world government's real? America really has been captured. You're living in an epic time, folks, like a movie, like we're the French Resistance. This isn't a game, people. We are occupied. The globalists have seized control. It's real. There really is baby flavoring used with dead babies for Pepsi. There really are dead babies in the vaccines. You understand? I mean, it's all over the top, people. They really do heat hospitals in Oregon and in London, all over the world with dead babies. The globalists are evil. Do you understand? It isn't a game. We were right. It's all happening. And we're not happy about being right. Damn it. Excuse me. I apologize. But this is not a game, people. It's not a game. Do you understand? They're coming. They're killing us. They put it in the vaccines. People are dying everywhere. They're murdering us with soft kill weapons. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We probably need to go to some phone calls, Dave. In fact, let's just go ahead and go to some phone calls. Let's go to Greg in New Mexico. Or Craig in New Mexico. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello, first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys for years and years, and I couldn't agree with you more. What I'm looking at is, on the Second Amendment, them going after the ammunition, is what they're most likely going to do, and this is from what I've been noticing, is a false flag. And then they're going to go with John Kerry signed the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. And what they will do is what it looks like is they will say, since we're on this small arms treaty, we want to ban any imported ammunition coming into the country. And if you think about it, what that will immediately do is you'd have every AK-47s, AK-74s, anything that comes from out of the country, which is a good majority of the ammunition that's produced, immediately takes that out of the public.
So and then they're going to have a war on the gun owners, and let's go back. And then next they'll ban having it. You're absolutely right. And the dominoes will fall quickly. Remember, what's the war on guns been the whole time? It's been the war on ammo with the feds buying every caliber known in existence, basically, by the billions to create a massive increase in prices. They've done everything they can, like it's a military operation, to degrade our capacity to uphold the Second Amendment. Go ahead, caller.
Exactly, Alex. And now when you look at them going after the ammunition again, you now watch prices skyrocketing for the ammunition. Now you're seeing shells being picked clean again. And every time you start seeing where there's a surplus of ammunition, there's something that goes on and they try to take it away. And think about all the people that have those rifles. As soon as, if they have the stockpiled ammunition, as soon as that happens, they no longer have access to any ammunition. And
exactly.
I'm also been a big person for the Second Amendment. I'm also a veteran. I'm an oath keeper. And I also thought about this a year ago when they went after the 5.45 by 3.9 round. Immediately, you saw prices jump on those. You saw rounds just nobody could get them any longer. You couldn't buy them online. Now when the surplus is, then there's no longer surplus. It now has to be modern manufacture for them to be able to use it. And that's what I see.
That's right. Everything is about curtailing the Second Amendment. And understand, folks, we have literal foreign enemies in control of the government trying to disarm the people. The Republican leadership is scared to death, bullied into submission. And if you wanted to bring America down, they're shutting our energy off, opening our borders, driving down wages, putting regulations, raising taxes, executive tax raising, Obama has now announced. It's on. If you wanted to really bring the country down, which the globalists want to do at some point, you would cause a civil war, which will effectively bring the entire country down. and will kill millions. And I just keep hammering that because the plan is civil war, painting conservatives and libertarians and veterans as the enemy, with the government and its giant third world hordes dumbed down, believing the government loves them, as the new constabulary. I mean, can you imagine a more hellish thing? This is their plan. I ask you, this is not rhetoric. I mean what I'm saying. It's real. Is this not just over-the-top bizarro land? I mean, are we really going to let this happen? Is the FBI and the CIA and the Joint Chiefs and everybody else, are you really going to do this? I mean, you're really going to kill the country. You're really that nuts. You really go along with the globalists that hate freedom and hate liberty and hate free market and hate fathers so much that you want to break this country completely in multiple pieces. Because I'm going to tell you something. There is no way you're ever going to get away with this from your own masters. You understand, your own masters, once they've taken over, you studied history, you know that. The number one rule is burn every one of you traitors. They're not going to leave you. We're going to break in 1 minute. Call or any other points.
Okay, can I make one more comment before I let somebody else have the...
Yeah, go ahead.
I came up with it with something to circumvent what they're doing. If you look at the ammunition that's coming in from outside the country, it's all Berdan primer. I don't know if you're familiar with Berdan primers. It's all steel-cased ammunition. You can't get brass to reload for those cartridges. It's nearly impossible to find, especially in a crisis situation. So even if people wanted to reload those cartridges, they couldn't do it. I actually came up and I patented a system that now you can reload your steel cartridges. And I have a little plug, RussianReloads.com, and I sell a kit that you can convert your steel cartridges to reload your cartridges.
You're exciting. We're out of time. We're going to get to David Knight's take on this on the other side. The big issue is they're coming for the guns, period. Set the press.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Freedom is just another.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex is joining us from the road. We've just been talking about the crisis for the Second Amendment, and it is a crisis. They're trying to take the ammunition, and they're doing it by writing their own rules at the executive level, at the bureaucratic level. What are we going to do about it? We just had a caller call in and talk about how you could no longer find brass. That's one of the first things the Obama administration did back in 2009. They said they were not going to let the military recycle brass back into the commercial market. They were going to have them crush it, sell it to the Chinese as scrap metal. They had a letter from senators, said, don't do that. They said, we're going to change the policy and sell it. But, Alex, we found years later that at least one place, I believe it was Fort Drum in New York, in their recycling plan, they were still crushing and selling brass instead of putting it back into the market. They want to take ammunition away from us. We have nothing but clubs if they do that.
In fact, in early 2014, about a year ago, I guess it was in February last year, so over a year ago, the last lead smelting plant in the United States closed. So we cannot even smelt lead for bullets. We have to buy it from China. And then Obama can put embargoes, as he's announcing, on that executively. This is true treason. Now, when we start the next hour, Indico Kid, Antoine, Doug, Dylan, Chris, we're going to go to your calls, bam, bam, bam. So have your point or your comment ready on the Second Amendment and this crisis. Please don't forget the fact that we're listener-supported. We have high-quality nutraceuticals, the highest quality, like Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster. You can get a free bottle of that when you purchase two bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. That is our flagship, unprecedented form of iodine that no one else has. Truly amazing from our deep earth crystal source. It's done amazing things for myself. It's the good halogen, blocks out those bad halogens in the thyroid and more. Now, we've got products that are $14.95, like a bottle of Ancient Defense. Leading competitors with similar formulas, well, I'll just tell you, quite frankly, the big giant factory that makes it for us and does a great job, one of the biggest in the world, organic, puts out a similar one and sold in Whole Foods for double that. But the point is, $14.95 is very affordable. So we have high quality stuff, super affordable. We have things like DNA Force, where one ingredient, the BioPQQ, is $12,000 a kilo. Well, we just purchased more to make a new run. It'll take about 6 weeks. We're going to sell out very soon of DNA Force, and it's going to cost more than $12,000 a kilo. Okay, and it's got a bunch of those, and, you know, CoQ10, the true organic types. I mean, you can buy synthetic stuff for really cheap. This product is normally $154. We lowered it to $134. Until it sells out, at this rate, it should sell out by next week. That's what I do. When something's already selling out, I just sell it for cheaper. Just an obnoxious free market thing I do to give folks the best deal ever. $94.47. So we have the Lamborghini Countach or the Ferrari quality DNA Force, leading competitors $300 to $600. These have patented, proven ingredients where you can actually make claims on them. You can go see the videos at InfoWarsLife.com. And, you know, read all the specific stuff written up by the lawyers, as much as we can say. But most supplements can't do things like that because they're not nutraceuticals. I mean, I take this every day. Everybody says I look younger. Everybody says I'm more aggressive. The stuff it does to the very working areas of your cells is what the Oxy powder does to your intestines. It just blows it out. And I take two tablets a day. If you've heard people call in, because, I mean, this is one of the, quote, good side effects. If you've had nerves and stuff that are damaged, they'll get numb and fire up and then just, well, you know what, I'm not going to even get into it. I'm just telling you, you've heard the listeners, this isn't a game. Look into what BioPQQ does. Look at what CoQ10 does and all these other ingredients in here. You want supercharged, longevity, quality. It's DNA Force. It is now discounted, ladies and gentlemen, a absolutely massive amount. DNA Force, 30% off the already discounted. It was $150-something. Now it's $94.47. And it will sell out. And I can tell you, after paying for it, and then after marketing, and after staff, everybody, we make about $20 on it when we're selling it for this price, okay? So, and you're like, well, that's a markup, Alex. I'm not complaining.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.